טוב, קוף למד זיין, סיף תזיין. מי שיש לו קרן אצל כמה שלא ניהודי. פשוט זה בניין נקצו גוי של בניין. בין יהודי ביתו שלו בכל המועד, אם לא יבצר ישראל, גם שלא יעשית. The guy is harvesting his grapes, and if the Jew doesn't do it at the same time, he will take a loss. Yochel v'batzroi v'lidruch ha'gayim v'las chavuyes v'chozor ha'gayim v'lishinun v'vashroi chav v'las v'lach v'voyeh. Since he can take a loss if he doesn't, he is allowed not only to harvest them, but also to crush the grapes and make the barrels for the wine. In a situation that if he doesn't do that, he will be scalped in the course of the yontif. The Mishnah Berurah says that the workers that he hires, even if they're Jews, he's allowed to pay them, even if they have what to eat. But since for this person it's a davar avod, therefore the workers also have the heter to be paid. And the Bialach also brings that the Vush says that this heter of using Jewish workers is only when he cannot have Goyish workers. In the case of the Vinyuad, very often you can't have Goyish workers because of the problem of Yanesef. The Rabbah says, who said? When you have problems of Ovid, you have a heter to work on Cholam Moed. Also, you have Jewish workers to do it also. And he also says that is the opinion of the Ritzvah. So that's the Mitzvah, then one can have Jewish workers also, if it's a Dover Ovid.